Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Now we'll go back to talking about utensils and their tum'ah or tahara. Mishnah says, Kol Shebayam Tahor. Mishnah says, any utensil made from the skin of a sea creature is tahor. The Torah tells us that a shiretz makes tameh, a utensil, if it's a wooden utensil, a garment, leather, or sackcloth, any utensil which work is done. So we see from the pasuk over here, the Torah compares leather to a garment to tell us a garment made from something that grows on the land, so too leather becomes tameh only if it's the leather of a land creature. So we compare those two things, the garment made from something that grows on land to the or, to the leather that grows on land from a land creature, which excludes a sea creature's leather. Chutz mikelev hamayim, the only utensil made from a skin of a sea creature that does become impure is a sea dog, a dog-like sea creature. Hachamim say possibly we're talking about an otter over here. Because it flees and it runs away to the land to escape danger many times. So even though it lives in the sea, it's like a land creature. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Sometimes even something made from a sea creature could become tameh. If somebody makes utensils from something that grows in the sea, and he attaches them to utensils, regular utensils that are made from land type of objects, afilu hot, afilu meshiha, even a thread or a ribbon from something that grows on the land, davar shu mekabel tum'ah tameh. If he attaches it in a way that one thing would become tameh from the other, if they were both from land materials, then tameh, the utensil is tameh, even though most of it was made from the skin of a sea creature. That's what we're saying over here. Two utensils that were turned into one, and they're bound together in a permanent way. They become like one large utensil, and if one becomes tameh, the other one does as well. What we're saying over here is the thread or ribbon that attaches the sea leather in the way that attaches the land utensils would make them like one. So therefore, if one becomes impure, the other one would become impure as well. And the sea creature leather would become nullified batel to the regular leather.